Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel found in John chapter 11. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This is God's word. So, earlier this past week, Carrie, you texted me some of the hymns that you'd like for the funeral. And it was perfect that one of them was "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," because it just so happened that the last time I visited Ron, it was actually the day before he passed away. I did go there shortly after he passed away. I just missed everyone at the nursing home. But I was there the day before, and Ron wasn't well. I could tell, things weren't looking too good. And he didn't really have his normal energy, wasn't really conversing with me. So I read some scripture passages with him, and then I sang to him. I sang "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." That was the last time I visited with him. One of the last things I did was sing that hymn to him. And so it was a nice bookend to the last day I spent there with Ron, and then now being here for his funeral, that we sing that hymn again. What a friend we have in Jesus. Because among all the titles that we have for Jesus, he's our Lord, he's our teacher, he's our master, he's our brother, he's our bridegroom, and we're his bride, the church. Jesus is also our friend. That shouldn't sound weird to call him that, because Jesus had friends in his earthly life. We actually just read about his encounter with some of them in our gospel from John 11. We know from John's gospel that Jesus had friends, a group of siblings, Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. And Jesus went to Bethany, just outside Jerusalem, in the event of his friend Lazarus having passed away. And before he raised Lazarus from the dead, you guys know that's how the story ends, right? We didn't read that part today. Jesus, we know, wept over the death of his friend. Little trivia, shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:30, Jesus wept. He wept even knowing what he was about to do in just a few moments. He wept knowing that his friend Lazarus was going to live again. That's important to remember. We learn something about grieving. Even though we know that there's a resurrection, we know Ron's going to live again. And Lorene will live again, and we will all live in the resurrection, we're all going to be together forever. But it's still fitting to grieve, even to weep, over the loss of a father, a grandfather, a relative, a friend, however you knew Ron. I've actually known Ron for quite some time, back to when I was a kid. Ron knew my grandpa real well, who was once the pastor here at our Redeemer. So it was always kind of funny visiting him. I had a feeling he kind of knew me more than other people did. He probably remembered me as a little kid causing trouble around here. And it was so neat being here at our Redeemer, because Ron and Lorene's fingerprints are all over this church. As you heard, Ron was a trustee here at the church, and I think he painted over the span of a number of years just about every square inch of this church, kept the carpets clean, helped keep the lawn nice and tidy and everything. Always helpful. Lorene, we have her cross-stitch pieces throughout the church. Their marks are everywhere. And so many of us here at our Redeemer thought of Ron as a friend. And even despite our age difference, I certainly thought of him as a friend as well, enjoyed my visits with him so much. Ron had lots of friends. We heard that in our obituary. I was visiting with Ronnie a little bit before the service about just how many people his dad knew. Of course, he was a soldier, so he knew people through the military, but also driving truck over the road, he knew people from all around the country. And Ron was telling me about how every time him and his mom would go into a store or something, he'd be chatting up someone. And, how do you know that person? Oh, I know him from so-and-so. He was a friend to so many people. But today we're reminded that Ron's best friend of all was Jesus Christ our Lord. If you read the story of Jesus and his encounter with his friend Lazarus, it goes something like this. Jesus goes to Bethany. He learns that Lazarus has died. He comforts Martha with the promise that he's the resurrection and the life. Then Jesus grieves over Lazarus. He even weeps. And then Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. It's funny how in the Bible the same stories tend to repeat themselves over and over. If any of you want to do that on your own, just look at all the stories in the Old Testament and say to yourself, boy, this story is a lot like my life. People being freed from slavery, leading toward a promised land, all this sort of thing. I mean, that's our story as well. Well, that's the case here as well. Remember, Jesus goes to Bethany, learns that Lazarus has died. He comforts Martha with the promise that he's the resurrection and the life. He grieves and weeps. Then he raises Lazarus from the dead. That's Ron's story. And all of us here are part of it. We've learned that Ron has passed away. So we come to this place to be gathered together. We're comforted with this news that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The same thing he told Martha. We grieve, maybe even weep with sadness at his passing. But remember how the story ended. Lazarus lived. And Ron will live as well. You see, that's the Christian gospel that Ron knew and believed and confessed. Probably for most of his life, at least in the entire time that I knew him, probably some 35, 40 years that I've known him. He knew that gospel that Jesus Christ had died for all his sins on the cross. Yeah, Ron knew he was a sinner because we're all sinners. Some people don't like hearing that at a funeral, but Ron wasn't the sort who would want that hidden. He was a person who needed a savior, and he knew Jesus Christ was that savior. He knew that we're all people who need a savior, and that Jesus Christ is that savior. Whereas some people might think that's a load of nonsense to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and that maybe we're comforting ourselves with a bunch of garbage believing that Jesus will raise from the dead and raise us from the dead. Ron knew it wasn't. He lived his life confessing that faith, that Jesus Christ is the victor over the tomb. He's a victor for Ron and a victor for you and for me as well. He knew, Ron, he believed, he confessed his entire life until the day of his death, that there is one who lives even though he dies. Jesus Christ gave his life into death on a cross some 2,000 years ago. And then he lived, which isn't supposed to happen in our personal experience, right? In our experience, when people die, that's how they stay. But remember, Jesus' story is your story, because those stories in the Bible tend to repeat themselves. That's why we do well to kind of try and learn more of those biblical stories. Just as Jesus died and then lived, so too Ron has died, but he will live. In between Lazarus' death and Lazarus' rising from the dead, Jesus wept. He grieved. That's an entirely appropriate thing to do. A lot of people try and tell us today that, and maybe some of us, when we contemplate our own funerals, we say, oh, I don't want it to be a sad affair. I want it to be joyous and cheerful. That kind of diminishes what death is. We are sad because we've been separated from someone we love, someone we care about. But you know, we understand here in the church that you can have sadness and grief and joy at the same time. Those things can exist side by side. We can be sad and grieve the loss of a father, a grandfather, a friend, a relative, a church member, someone we knew and cared about, but we can have joy at the same time. Because what a friend we have in Jesus. Among all the people that Ron could count as his friends, and I'm sure there's a lot of you here today, some of you are family, in a sense you're friends too. All of us friends of Ron, people who loved him, the greatest friend he had, the friend like no other, is Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, as a soldier, Ron would have known the importance, I know he did because we actually talked about it a little bit, the importance of sacrifice, being willing to lay down your life. The Bible actually says, greater love has no one than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for Ron, for me, and for you. But even though Ron has died, even though we die, even though Jesus died, yet shall we live. And that's why we're joyful. That's why, even in the middle of our tears, even in the middle of our sadness, even in the middle of death, which seems to be the worst possible thing there is in this world, the child of God knows that death is not the end. Thanks be to God that Ron had a friend like Jesus, that I have a friend like Jesus, and that each and every one of you have a friend in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus is that friend, dear friends in Jesus Christ. Ron's friend, my friend, and your friend. Thanks be to God that Jesus is a friend like no other, who gives what only a true friend can give. Death laid down, life taken up for all of us and for Ron. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.